presidential campaign is unique in that we've never before seen two candidates this old vying for the top office in the nation. But there's something else that these two gentlemen have in common. Neither one wants to talk to reporters or conventional media who act as surrogates on behalf of the voting public. They won't come on shows like this one where you're going to ask questions that maybe friendlier folks wouldn't ask. Mm-hmm. So what is the impact of that if you're trying to get more information on their policy positions that will directly affect you? Axios lead publisher Mike Allen calling this the safe space election, where neither Biden nor Trump want to get out of their little silos and talk only to the friendly media people. Watching this with interest along with us is David Duilio. He's professor of political science and director of the Center for Civic Engagement at Oakland University. David, hello.
Good morning, guy. Thanks for having me.
You know, there are some traditions, and maybe these traditions die with time, like you sit down with the bureau chief of the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal, and we know that both parties have their favorite publications, but at least you sit down with someone that's going to push you. Why is that not happening with these two candidates?
Well, I think I think there are reasons specific to both candidates, but on a broader level, I think that this really is indicative of the sort of media landscape that we're in as a culture today, where not only Biden and Trump are maybe seeking, let's say, friendly sources or friendly interviewers, but so to a large swath of the public is doing the same thing, right? Where there's such great segmentation in the media today, where one can find a source that frankly confirms what people already think. And there's a great attraction to that, right? A few people want to be challenged in their beliefs. The question is that a good thing? I think the presidential candidates are engaging in a long held strategy of campaigners, which is to try to control the message, right? So Biden is going to sources that will, you know, throw him some softballs and let him control the message of his campaign and speak more to his base. I wonder if Trump's doing the same thing or if there might be something else at play there too.
So Dave, how does that help me as the voter if I don't know which one I want to deal with, you know, and I'm looking at Trump on Fox and Fox is not asking the questions that I would ask of him. And then the same thing, Biden's being asked a question from MSNBC that I wouldn't necessarily ask him. How do I get the information I need to make a decision?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that your first one, let's start there, right? Is how does it help the voter? It doesn't, right? I mean, it doesn't at all. The candidates are able to control the process and many of the processes by which voters get information about their candidacies. They whether it's through advertisements, television, digital, whatever it might be, right? Those are tightly controlled and engineered messages. And given the fact that they're not going to media sources that are going to challenge them in any way with hard questions, it's much the same outcome, right? They get to say what they want, not what the voters need to hear.
Mm-hmm. So possibly they could debate. I mean, but President Trump didn't want to debate in the primary process, but now all of a sudden he does.
There's a new sign that goes on his lectern for every one of his rallies, and it says anywhere, anytime. Replacing the sign for Nikki Haley, no way, no how.
Right.
So, you know, Jamie, great question. And I think, look, I mean, we can talk about we can debate maybe the importance of candidate debates. I tend to think that they are still valuable, but, how much new information comes out. But at the same time, you know, again, candidates will make the best decision that is in their interest, right? And yes, during the primaries, Donald Trump did not want to debate anybody because he was coming at this from a position of strength as the front runner. And the front runner never wants to debate the folks that are trying to chase him. And that changes now where, you know, not necessarily in a very tight race against somebody like Joe Biden, who I think Donald Trump would relish the chance to be on the same debate stage as President Biden, maybe in hopes that the sitting president would stumble on an answer or make some sort of gaffe, which he has been prone to do. Let's be honest about it. You know, so that's why he wants to do it now, but not, you know, 2 months ago.
Well, you know, I mean, in more normal times, and granted, we have two incumbents basically running here, mm-hmm. which is something that haven't seen since Grover Cleveland. But you have the appearance here then of nobody's making policy statements and then taking questions from reporters or voters. They're not making policy statements at all. They're just out there bashing the other guy saying, vote for me because I'm not him. So we really don't have a very clear picture of what the agenda is from either side for a second term.
I think that's right, Guy. You know, I think this might be one of the least policy-focused campaigns that we've ever seen, right? I mean, it's to some extent, it's going to be all about Trump saying that Biden is too old and that he won't be able to serve out another 4 years, or that he's, you know, whatever you think about his the chances that his mental capacity is diminished, and then Biden is going to be saying about Trump that he's a criminal and a crook, and back to Lloyd's question, right? That what does that do for the voters? Not much, right? I mean, people already know a great deal about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. They know what they think of these guys, right? From a sort of approval point of view, right? But voters are always looking for a positive message in a campaign for why they should vote for one person over another. And really what drives that is, okay, who's going to make my life, my experience as an American better?
Well, you know, they have some contrasting interview styles, both of them, Biden and Trump. And, you know, do you think it would be different if Trump wasn't facing all of these indictments? Would he be more up to speaking to different reporters as opposed to going to ones that are friendly, that will kind of, you know, keep a friendly halo over him during these criminal trials?
I absolutely do, Lloyd. I think for me, Donald Trump remains the king of earned media. He is so good at getting his message out through statements that are covered by the media, and if he didn't have this difficulty with the legal system at this point, I think you would definitely see a different tact, because he loves the idea of going up against reporters. He did it throughout his presidency and challenging them in an adversarial, even confrontational way many times. In fact, that's what his supporters, one of the things they love most about mm-hmm. him is his ability and his likelihood of taking on the media.
Yeah, well, he was great copy that way, wasn't he?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean,
it
still
yeah.
made, you know, because heat it still sells better than light in those cases. But in the meantime, you know, swing voters, independent voters, those sitting on the fence, you know, as to Lloyd's point, where do you go to have your questions answered when they aren't talking to the mainstream media, who are, whether you like them or not, your surrogates in many cases? Dave, we will continue to discuss this, the safe space election. I think I like that term.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Out at Oakland University, he's the political science and director of the Center for Civic Engagement. When we come back, yeah, so you go out to the pickle courts, you go out to the driving range, you might touch your toes once or twice, but is that really getting you ready for your favorite leisure pursuit? We'll be talking on this Fitness Focus with our good friend Lee Simon next on JR Morning at 7:49.